Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
If you have your Bibles, go with us to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to share one verse of scripture out of this story in David's life because most of you know the life of King David, where it started, how it ended. So I'm going to take one scripture here to share with you that I believe applies to us today, and we'll clear that up as we go. Chapter 17, verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. I'm not going to read the entire story of David and Goliath, because most of you already know the outcome of that battle. But what I want you to see today is what God can and will do for you if you will keep your faith anchored in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And I want you to see the faith that David had this morning in this particular setting of Scripture. If I would use the title of this message, which is, He is All I Need. Come on, say amen. All I need, He's all I need. This will be the theme of the message also. He is all I need. Jesus is all you need. Religion and church adds a lot to what they think you need. But the Bible says Jesus is the one. Amen? He's the one we need. And this story of David and Goliath is really directly related to the church today. And how the power of Satan and his evil spirits come against the church and come against God's children. And we need to understand that we have power over the works of Satan. The Bible gives us that in the blood of Jesus. And the sacrifice that he made and the completion of the work of salvation. And then he said we have power in his name. Not in ourselves, but in Christ Jesus we have power. Many folks who are Christians today don't understand how that works. But it's very simple, because the Bible tells us how it works. Huh? At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Now that speaks of another time and another place, but we have that promise for us today. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. When temptation comes your way, when things happen in your life you don't understand, call on Jesus. The Father has given him all authority, and one day he'll be our judge. So he invites us to call upon him. And the spirits that Satan has that come against the church also come against the individuals in the church. The power of darkness would have his way with individuals in the church, because individuals make up the church. Now, we're not talking about religion or denomination. We're talking about a born-again experience with Jesus Christ. If you have that, you are a member of the church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not a member here. You're not a member of the Methodist. You're not a member of the Bible. You are a member of his church. The one that he's coming back for. He don't look at anything else except those who are born again. And then also the power of darkness as it comes against us, we have to understand that we can stand against those powers. Powers and principalities and all of the things that Satan would bring. We have an experience of it in David's life that applies to us today. He went from a king, from a shepherd to a king. Had a lot of trouble along the way getting there. Have you had troubles in your life? Oh yes, he had troubles in his life. He made some bad mistakes. But he had a heart after God, so he repented. Don't forget to repent. You say, but I don't sin. Now don't lie to yourself. The Bible said we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So you don't have to tell anybody else. Although some folks would like to hear. But we have to tell it to Jesus. He forgives us of our sins. And he restores us. And he did that for King David. And David was just a shepherd boy keeping his father's sheep. And history tells us he was probably just a teenager. I want you to get a look at this now. You never get too young for God to use you. And I thank God for this. You never get too old for God to use you. He was keeping his father's sheep, probably a teenager at this time. His brothers were in the army, Israel's army, and they were facing the Philistines. They were preparing to go to war until this giant challenged them. David's father had sent him to his brothers to bring them some food and nourishment and also bring back a report, see if they were all right. In the process of this, David encountered Goliath. You see, he was sent with the food and the water to his brothers, but he encountered. See, when you set out to do something good, you're going to encounter the devil. When you set out to live your life for Jesus Christ, you're going to encounter the powers of darkness that have come to kill, steal, and destroy any way that he can. So when you encounter those things that are going to come against you, and many of us have already had them come against us, and we've won the victory over it, and there sits a lady with the victory over it right there. And many of you can look at trials and tribulations that you've been through on your journey and through. David encountered Goliath. And here is where the church encounters Satan. Here is where the born again believer encounters the Goliath in his life. We've all been there. If you're in service for the Lord, the Lord tells you what to expect. You don't walk into battle blind. He gives us weapons to fight with. Why does he give us weapons to fight with? Because we have a war to fight. We have a battle to win. And the only way we can do that in this day and time is to have faith in what Jesus Christ has done. David had faith in what God said. A teenage boy. He killed a lion with his bare hands, came after his sheep. Then he killed a bear. You can kill a lion and a bear, you ain't afraid of Goliath. When you've destroyed some things that have come against you, you have no fear of what's ahead of you. Because you know God's going to be with you. He's going to deliver you. And the enemy will be in your hands as you destroy that enemy that's come against you. So here is where David found all that he needed. One smooth stone. That's all he needed. Why? Because God said that's all you need. And he tried on the armor of Saul. He tried it on, but it didn't fit. It was a teenage boy. not even full grown. And of course, Saul stood head and above everybody else, and he gave him his armor. He said, "Shy, this don't work." No, he didn't need Saul's armor. No. God had given him the instructions of what he should do. And it was so simple that most people would have said, "This boy is crazy. He's a nut. You don't go kill a giant with a slingshot." How many of you made a slingshot when you was young? Yeah. How many of you made one strong enough to kill a giant? Ha ha. I thought so. Yeah. We used to shoot them at birds, posts, rabbits. Yeah. Never did hit one. Because we can't make a slingshot like the one David had. Huh? You see, that was anointed. I believe that stone that he picked up and threw with his slingshot was anointed and went right to the point and the place where the Holy Spirit intended it to go.
That's right.
And there was his victory. Glory to God. So this is where David found all that he needed, one smooth stone. He picked up five stones, the Bible said. Well, the number five is a number of grace. Also, he wasn't told whether Goliath had some more brothers. He might have had some big brothers. He was prepared for them too. But he had heard from God, and that was all he needed. All he needed. God was all that David needed when a lion came and when the bear came and when all of these things come against him. All he needed was the Lord on his side. One smooth stone. I want you to know he's all you need today. Huh? Yeah. You see, David depended upon a stone and a slingshot because God had anointed that. Well, guess what God has anointed for you today? Huh? Yeah, yeah, you don't need a slingshot. You've already got one. His name is Jesus. When you get anointed by the Holy Spirit, you can come against the devil anything and anytime. Because that's what God says we can do. God was all that David needed when the bear came against him. I want you to picture yourself when you were a teenager. You remember the bully at school? Yeah. Did you fight him? Not till I got big enough. Yeah. But David had already talked to God. Somebody says, "How can you talk to God?" I said, "Well, you talk to him in his word. You talk to him in prayer." He said, "Yeah, but I don't understand how you say you talk to God." I said, "Well, let me tell it to you this way. Would you work for a man you couldn't talk to?" That'd be a dumb thing, huh? Stand there like a post and, No, dumb as a post and saying, "Tell me what to do, huh?" And a man, no, you have to talk. You talk to God. You talk to God in prayer. You call out the name of Jesus in prayer. You come to the throne of grace in prayer. You go to the cross in prayer. And you read God's word, and God's word tells you what to do. Because you see, we have the written word, but that's not all. We have the living word. Huh? Jesus is the living word for us today. Amen. God was all that David needed, and he's all that you and I need this morning. Oh, yeah. God was with David. He was all he needed when the Philistine giant showed up. Now, if you study history, you'll find that giant was around 9 feet tall. And he had a spear so heavy, a normal man couldn't carry it. And he had a shield so big that somebody else had to carry it for him up there in battle. Talk about ready for a war, huh? He was ready. I want you to know the devil's ready today too. If you don't look out, if you don't watch out, he'll prepare himself to destroy you. That one smooth stone represents David's faith in God.
Amen. Hmm?
And when he picked up that stone, he was exercising his faith in God. He was believing that what God had told him, God would bring to pass. And of course, you know the story. He did bring it to pass. So that was David's faith in God and what God had instructed him to do. I have difficulty in believing some people in telling me what they believe without faith. And I usually respond, no, you've got faith. Huh? Yeah, you've got faith, you've just got it anchored in the wrong place. In a natural sense, we all live by faith. You say, well, that don't sound good. Sure. You go get in your car in the morning, you put the key in and you turn it on and the car starts. How many of you get in that car in the morning, put the key in and then say, Lord, I hope this battery is hot and I hope my car... No. You're exercising faith in who built that car. And the batteries are hot and everything's good to go. You say, that's not faith. Well, you tell me what it is if it's not. That's faith in mankind. That's faith in what man has done. It would be much easier for you to have faith in what God has done, because this has proven out through thousands of years. How old is your car? It ain't been around here thousands of years, has it? Huh? No. So that smooth stone represented David's faith in God. Mustard seed faith, the Bible says. Do you know there are categories of faith in the Bible? Jesus brought them all out. He said there was a place where he could do no great works because there was no faith. No faith spiritually is what he's talking about. No faith in God. And then he said there was a place where he encountered a lady who had a little faith. And then later on, he encountered a woman that had great faith. That's where he wants us. Great faith, having great faith in what God has said. Having great faith in believing that Jesus is going to do just what he said. One small mustard seed of faith in the cross is all you need to bring down the giants that come against your life. If that small grain of mustard seed faith can move mountains, it can surely move the giants to come against you in your life. That's God's promise. That's His word. You don't need this world and what it has to offer. Now, if you depend upon the world and what it has to offer you, you're going to be in trouble. All your life you'll have troubles. Why? Because the world is not dependable. We can look at the change, and you don't have to be as old as I am to look at the change that's taken place in your lifetime. And what has become of what we used to call a government and a democracy. What happens? The world changes it according to their, what they want, what they desire. Making a socialist government out of a nation that's been independent for over 200 years now. Yeah, the world cannot answer your problems. And they don't want to. Yeah. Don't get excited if the world and the government gives you something. It won't be long, they'll take it back. That's how dependable they are. You don't need this world and what it has to offer. You don't need religion. You don't need the hype of religion. Jesus is all you need. You don't need a friend to help you stumble along in a pity party. Oh, listen. Friends who love to have pity parties are or church members. Ooh. Not you guys. You don't need a covering from a preacher or a priest, a rabbi, or a guru, or a monk in a cave somewhere. Your covering is Jesus' precious blood. Ah, he covers us with his blood. You have been born again. If you have been born again, then you are covered. Covered by the blood of Jesus. Healed by the blood of Jesus. He pronounced it himself. Healed by his stripes. Healed by the blood that he shed. Healed by all of that and our faith. All of that is great, but if you don't have faith to believe it, then you can't receive it. Covered by the blood of Jesus. Covered by your faith in Christ Jesus. Covered by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Covered by the words that God has placed before us. Covered. We don't need any other covered. He's all we need. So don't look for anything else. That's the problem with a lot of folks today. They want something else. The Bible said for us to beware of that. In the last days, people would be searching for another Jesus, another gospel. And we see that happening all around us today, looking for something that's easy. Yeah. The world can't take you through the problems that you have. The apostate church can't take you through those problems. This church can't take you through those problems. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. If you don't have faith in him, then your faith is dead. It won't accomplish anything for you. Religion will take you in another direction instead of the journey you should be on. It'll take you so far that it'll destroy your life. I know in Ireland, where my ancestors are from, for probably 100 years, religion fought each other. The Catholics and the Protestants, they always fought each other. They were in battle. They would kill each other, families that were divided. They finally settled all that until now. I read the other day where a lot of these young people, both Protestants and Catholics, are fighting again. Religion. Religion did not deliver them from the evil in their heart. What's the purpose in one religion being better than another religion? It's all the same. Jesus said it's all the same. It's all considered the principles that Satan uses to divide people. Divide and conquer is what he does. He's all you need. He'll calm the troubled waters of your soul. I love that song that you play. He will lift you up above the shadows. Plant your feet on solid ground. And he'll give you what you need to be a winner today. And when your journey is complete, he's still all you need. I heard that song the other day. He'll be waiting on the sunny side of Jordan. Oh, yes. He's waiting on the sunny side of Jordan. Glory to God. Listen, the devil can't kill you if you have faith in Jesus Christ until God takes you home. When the Lord says your work here is finished, then he'll take you home. And when he takes you home, you'll join the angel choir. And like Loretta, she's going to teach the angels how to sing when she gets there. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what I'm going to do, but Lord has something for us anyway. I know one thing, I'll have hair. We've got hope, brother. We have hope because our faith is in Jesus Christ. when you've gone the last mile of the way, He'll be waiting for you. And the old song says, you don't have to cross Jordan alone. Well, that's symbolic of crossing over into heaven. Amen. And Jesus will be waiting there. And what you want to hear Him say is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. It would be a shame for someone to claim to be a Christian all their life. Claim to be. But did not exercise their faith in Christ. Went another direction. It would be a shame. That's a wasted life. To get to heaven and hear Him say, depart from me, I never knew you. Think about that, what His word says. He said there are those that are going to appear before Him with their little excuse. Well, didn't we cast out devils? The devil does that. Just to impress and get other people to come to him. Didn't we do this or that or the other in your name? Yeah. But Jesus saw them when they were in church praying and going home and living like the devil. They were not faithful in all of their ways. And they will hear Him say, depart from me. I never knew you. That's going to be a total waste of the time you were here on earth. The old cliche that says, only one life, it will soon be past. Only what's done for Jesus will last. How true that is, huh? Yeah. People dedicate themselves to so many different causes today. There's nothing wrong with that. There are a lot of social clubs that do a lot of good works, and that's good. They're helping people. We have no opposition to that. I'm glad for it. But to have to do it with Jesus Christ as the basis of it. Not only helping them with what they need, but helping them spiritually. I read an article the other day, and I heard it on the radio not long ago, that the two men that started the Alcoholics Anonymous were alcoholics themselves. And they started this program to get people, they did not drink and do that stuff anymore, but they always wanted to. One of them made this statement. He said, I haven't taken a drink since I have started this program. But he said, I always had a burning in me for alcohol. Guess what? He's not delivered. AA is a good program. Yeah. If it can keep a drunk driver from running into you and killing you head on, that's a good program. See? So they got some good programs that do good work. Some of them support hospitals and children to try to find a cure for their cancers and whatever. That's good works. But it won't hold up before Christ unless you are born again. Now, your good works by faith, then you will hear Him say, enter in, my child. Enter in. So when you've gone the last mile of the way, the only thing that counts for you is your relationship with Jesus Christ. Somebody said, do you believe in deathbed salvations? Oh, yes. You know why? Because the Bible shows us that a person can repent just before he dies, or she, and enter in. Hey, where do you find that? Oh, you find it right on the cross. The thief on the cross.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. there goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to drive my